Do you know how cottage cheese is made?
No, I don't.
Did you ever, may have you?
We seldom ever use it and don't know much about it.
Did your mother ever make it, maybe?
No, I don't think so.
When you bring milk to the house after you've milked, you have to do something to it to get the impurities out. You
strain it.
Is there a term that you use to refer to an apple pastry that's baked in a deep dish?
Apple butter?
Pastry.
Oh, apple pie.
Do you call it anything special because it's in a deep dish?
Applesauce? No.
Well?
No, I guess not.
What would you think of when I said apple cobbler? Does that mean anything special?
Well, yes. Sure does.
Does that mean something different from apple pie to you?
Well, apple pie usually would be in a shallow pan and you slice it in slices, where the other you dip it out. The cobbler you dip out.
Okay. What is the sweet liquid that you might serve over pudding, if you had bread pudding or something of that sort?
Oh, I forgot.
Well, it might be a lemon, or over ice cream you might put chocolate to make a sundae.
Well, we'd think of chocolate syrup, I guess. With lemon? I don't know what in lemon.
Well, do you ever make something to go over vegetables, like a white?
Whipped cream?
No. What about sauce? Do you think of using it in that context? Or would you use syrup?
Well, I don't think of it, no. We just hardly ever use the word sauce.
Mm-hmm. When you say sauce, do you think of something? Does it make you think of something special?
Yes, like Worcester sauce and stuff like that.
I see. Or steak, that kind of steak type sauce.
Uh-huh.
I see. What do you call food eaten between meals?
Snacks.
And we'll talk about the word eat. Every day we breakfast.
Eat breakfast.
Yesterday we
ate breakfast.
And how many meals have you
eaten?
Okay. Now, if you're going out, you said you drank a good bit of coffee. You haven't ever put it together yourself?
No.
Or does your wife generally do it?
She does it.
When your wife goes to do it and she goes to the kitchen, she might say, I'm going out to some coffee.
Now, fix the coffee.
And do you know of different ways of making coffee?
Well, there's percolator type, there's drip-a-later type, and instant type. Kind of we use.
I think you're probably in the majority there. When you were growing up, did your mother make coffee then?
Yeah.
How did she do it?
Well, it wasn't even perked. It was boiled in a pot. Water and grounds all together. And by the way, when I was little, she even ground their own coffee. She'd buy the coffee beans.
She would.
Had a coffee grinder on the wall in the kitchen. And every morning, put in how much coffee she wanted to make, and turn a handle, grind up the coffee and catch it down there with a pan, coffee pot or something below.
Did your mother have any spare time?
No.
I mean, can you ever remember your mother just sitting around doing nothing?
No.
Because, you know, with all those children and everything that she did, it seems she must have been going night and day.
Yes.
If you were thirsty, you might ask someone to give you a
drink.
And if you wanted to be a little more wordy about it and refer to what it would come to you in, you might say, give me a
glass.
Huh? Yeah, but the whole thing. A glass.
Of water.
Can you say the whole thing for me together?
Will you give me a glass of water?
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. That's just fine. We didn't see the news tonight because the is...
Television.
Is...
on the blink.
Okay. And if something is on the blink, it's what?
It's broke down.